Good morning,
everyone. I thank God for today, this day, December the 20th, 2022. I appreciate God for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning. Got up early to give God the freshness of our lives and the first fruit of our, and making him the first fruit of our day. I just appreciate God for the ones that couldn't have made it, didn't make it. And I just praise God for us coming together in unity on one accord this morning, praying for the needs of others and things that are going on around this world, but yet still knowing that God is still on the throne. He knows everything that's going on with us and with others and stuff, and so we ought to just know that he has his hands on everything, and nothing gets by him at unawares. He knows everything. He sees everything. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere at the same time. So I'm just thanking God this morning for this day is like none other, for this is the day that he has made, and so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it this day. And so I want us to come together on mutual might and come together and give him thanks this day for all that he has done. And so at this particular time, you can, you know, shout out in prayer, you know, the needs and your concerns. And then we will come and see who all is on the line. So then we can, whoever needs prayer for certain things or things that we may have forgotten to say while we were coming together doing a corporate prayer. And just remember, you know, that God hears everything, the seen and the unseen. He knows everything, the known and the unknown. And sometimes when we forget about things, the Holy Ghost knows what we have need of before we even ask. So everybody, unmute your mics and let's come together in corporate prayer and unity and on one accord. Father God, we thank you this morning for life and that's a, and all
in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
We thank you right now, God, for about your taking the business, Lord. And Lord, you said in your word, you know what we have to suffer.
you're going to take care of us. And so while we're not being specific about ourselves and what we are going through, we know, God, that you're on the scene and you're working things out on our behalf. We don't have to see it or really know it, but just trust you and trust your word.
That you have a heart for each other.
Then it will come to pass as long as we have the faith to trust you and believe in you. Hallelujah. In what you, what your word says is true. What your word says is what your word teaches. You know, it's
different
and exposed. We thank you, Lord, for and the intents of the heart, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you
in the
Right now, we honor you, and we pray for the family.
Hallelujah, for a voice. We have a voice to speak out and proclaim the living of the Lord.
Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Only God. Wonderful God. Our counselor, our principal, for being our defender, for being our salvation, for being our deliverer, for being our strong tower, for being, hallelujah, our Alpha and our Omega. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are always there. You're everywhere at the same time, Lord God.
Thank you for a spirit of endurance. Thank you for a spirit, hallelujah, that we press a
and associates.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we honor you and we praise you today in his name. Thank everyone. Hallelujah, on this prayer line. And I want to thank everyone again on the prayer line, and we're going to get started with words of encouragement this morning. And I only have about two scriptures to give you, but I have words of encouragement that I want to encourage each person on this line, and that, you know, you think about what it is that is said. It might seem funny. It might not seem like it's, you know, well, what that has to do with that, but hallelujah, but the Holy Ghost was discerning of the Spirit and God revealing his word to you, then you will understand. And, you know, the reading of these words here to encourage everyone on this line this morning. And the topic of this is remade to love in my community. My men, yours, ours, everyone's. And whatsoever we do, work heartily as to for the Lord. That's Colossians 3:23. And I advise you to read the whole chapter, that whole third chapter. And I was starting with, I once had a neighbor, and listen closely to these words, whose dog loved my backyard. He loved it so much that he made regular visits. Doesn't have to be a dog. But everybody have their own thing to say about this, their own personal situation. No matter how many times I politely asked my neighbor to keep his dog in his own yard, I would continually find evidence of the dog's presence on my property. The ongoing frustration put a strain on my relationship with my neighbor. Friendly, small talk was replaced with a forced smile and nod. I began to feel that my neighbor didn't deserve my time or effort anymore. You may not always love your neighbor, but God does. You may consider some people in your community to be unworthy of your time and effort, but God doesn't. God loves each person in your community, no matter his or her faults, weaknesses, or sin. The question isn't who deserves my acts of service, but rather who needs my acts of service. Looking for the needs in your community and working to meet those needs is a powerful witness of God's love. As you forgive your neighbor, you show that God's love is for everyone, everywhere, no limits, no boundaries, no fences. Your community needs you because it needs to see the truth of God's love in your actions. Your witness begins as you treat your neighbors with love and respect despite your differences. Even the smallest acts of service point others to Christ. Smiling, listening, shoveling snow, and cutting grass all reflect God's love. God showed his perfect love for you without considering your worthiness. He sent Jesus to die on the cross, even though you didn't deserve it. Through faith in him, you are given eternal life, not because of anything you did, but because of what he did for you. God's love remakes you from the inside out. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And I'm coming from the Ephesians 2:10, mainly I just didn't want to just stop there at 2:10. I went back and I admonished each and every one of you, please, to read the whole chapter so you can get a better, a deeper understanding of what it says. And I'm coming from the King James Version today. In Christ Jesus, you can serve your community without considering its worthiness. In Christ Jesus, you can love your inconsiderate neighbor. In Christ Jesus, you can display God's love to the hurting world. When you serve others, you serve God. When you love others, you live out your love for God. It all comes from him, because of him, for him. And the prayer starter today, but I'm going to wait to give you this, to say this prayer starter. This is something to think about. And as I was reading this, I examined myself because of some things that had happened in my family a long time ago when people were still holding against my children. And, you know, when people start gossip, you know, sometimes, you know, gossip, you know, some people have an ear for that stuff. And people didn't even live around in my community, got hold of that gossip, and they started spreading it. And they started spreading it to my son-in-law, and which it could have destroyed a marriage about past stuff. And so we got to be careful what we repeat about people, because it can hurt, it can kill, it can rob, it can steal. So we have to be careful, church. And so I felt some kind of way about that when I heard about it, because it came back into the home. It was told back into the home what our Coach Davis was saying. And so I was asking the Holy Ghost, please give me wisdom on how to men, how to love my neighbor in spite of what they did. So I thank God each and every day, you know, and I look at it like this: as onions and artichokes, God peels back layers. He doesn't do it all at a time, but layer by layers on us that needs to be, hallelujah, refined. It needs to be taken out. And we can't change people, but we can change ourselves. And I was guilty. And so I asked the Holy Spirit to give me what to say and the things not to say. Give me the gift of presence, me being there listening to what they got to say. And also, hallelujah, they in tune of what God's word says. So I just thank God, hallelujah, for revealing that to me. That when we hold on to things, that we cut people short off, you know, knowing that they have done something to cause us not to want to deal with them, because they're not nice neighbors and spewing poison that can hurt, kill, or steal somebody spiritually. So I just appreciate God for revealing that about me, and that God, the Holy Spirit, God is going to give me the wisdom and the knowledge to know to how to deal with this, so I can draw, become a, be friendly to my neighbors, because they need to see the God that's in us, and they need to see it, the love that's in us, in action, and not just saying that I am a child of God, I am a Christian, but they don't see any works from us. So I just thank God. And so for the prayer starter, and I just had to share that with you today, and I was I reflected back on me and the things that I need to change in within me. And that's not just only one house. There's a couple of, about three houses that I need to, you know, if it's nothing but a smile, if nothing but a wave or something like that, start putting love in action and then go from there. So this prayer started today. When we think about it, Lord, thank you for loving me and sending Jesus to pay the price for my sins. Please work through me when I show that love to my community as I fill in the dots, fill in the blanks. So we think about that. We take out our own soul salvation and we reflect on ourselves. And if we really want to be, hallelujah, truthful with God, we will ask you, God, what is it that I may be holding? Might not be holding anything, but I'm just putting this out here to someone that may need this. I'm sharing this
in the hopes that somebody will help and get their breakthrough when they start walking towards what God and how God desires for us to live, for us to love. Even our neighbors, what we think is not nothing, but the Holy Spirit knows. God knows every detail about us, so we can't hide anything, not from him. And so I thank God for revealing that to me, even though I knew it. But when it just jumped out on these pages like this to me, I said, God, I am guilty. I can't speak for nobody else, but I can only speak for myself, and I can only change myself and how I look at the situation and circumstances and how I want to look at my neighbors and anybody else. Everybody outside of this house is my neighbors. How you see them as God sees them, and not the act that they've done. So I just want to just share that with you this morning. And so I'm asking everyone that is here today that you make your presence be known, say your name. You don't have to say anything, but just let your presence be known today. Hallelujah. And if there's anything that you forgot to pray about and stuff like that, let it be that and when others are talking, that we move our lines so that we can hear what everyone else is saying. Amen? So the lines are open right now, and as they're open, everyone else close their mics so we can't hear any background noise. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Thank you. Good morning,
Glenda. Good morning.
Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
Good
this
morning.
Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to thank God for, I just got a prayer request and a praise report. I just want to thank God for healing my arm. It's getting better. I just want to thank God for his mercy and his grace for just healing my arm. Like, my arm had been numb. Like, my fingertips had got numb because I had a pinched nerve. So all my feeling is coming back in my fingertips. So I just thank God. And he just been blessing me. It's just like God is so amazing. And you just never, I'm not going to say you just don't feel worthy. And I just thank God for his grace, his provision, and just always showing me that I'm his favorite. And I just love God, and I just thank him so much for just keeping my family. My mom and my dad are healthy. I'm so blessed. I just thank God. It just, if he don't do anything else for me, he's done so much. And I just pray for my kids. I pray for Denver. He has a little bit of discipline issues, so I'm praying, just if y'all keep him prayed up, and just praying, just keeping our families lifted up. I just thank God for everything that he's doing for us. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning, and I will be listening.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Good morning, Sister Sheila. Amen.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Pastor. I had one. Go ahead. Please, go ahead, ladies. Please. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for all the healing that he's doing and hearing our requests and answering our requests. And I want to thank God for healing my body. And everybody just have a blessed day. Thank you. And I'm listening.
Amen. Talking again. What's your name?
Annie.
I didn't hear it.
Lois.
All right, Annie. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Anyone else? Apostle Horsley. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank God. One of the drivers that where I work at the his son got cancer of the lip nose. We prayed for him this morning, but I'm glad that it came back to my mind. Because I guess he was surprised because he said, send the word. I said, we can pray right now, you know, because God is omnipresent, you know. Mm-hmm. And after I left, I thought about it, I was going to tell him. that the kingdom of God is inside of you. And I said, he's not upstairs. He's right inside of you. He came to live with us, you know. He lives inside of us. So we pray and believe in God. I would like for us to touch the degree that God would even, if he will, so give him a Christmas miracle. We pray that God would take the stress off of him. And, you know, God had judged us worthy of the kingdom of God. So looking for God to work this miracle. I'm going to hold up Pastor Oscar Galactica and Pastor Dolly up in prayer until they return. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Is there anyone else, anyone, that can say a scripture, read a scripture, or whatever it may be to acknowledge God this morning?
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good
and
morning.
I just thank God for the word of God that came forth about being and uplifting ourselves and walking in the path that God has set before us and trusting him. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for that word. I want us to continue to pray over this murdering spirit. Gun violence, if we can do that. So at the perhaps at the end of the broadcast just today, this morning, I want us to be mindful of keeping the prayers going, because even though we hear it, we see it, things that's still happening.
Yes.
We as saints, you know, have to continue to bombard heaven, you know, with prayer. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. We walk by faith and not by sight. Prayer is changing things. So we will continue to pray for the gun violence, especially among our team. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Is there anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda. And I just would like to say that I'm grateful to be happy, loving, lovable, supported with your this fellowship's wise counsel, peaceful, prosperous, congruent and well, living a bold, bountifully blessed, brilliant, benevolent, blissful life. Thank you all for your wisdom. Amen, amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is the scripture that?
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yes.
A scripture?
Yes.
A scripture? Doesn't matter.
Yes. Praise the Lord, everyone. Truly, we do thank you so much, our dear Evangelist Gladys, for that beautiful word, because truly, we all must learn to examine ourselves and make sure that our motives are pure, that our thoughts are right, and our actions are lining up with the word of God, because truly the word of God says if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But I'm just thanking God this morning for life, health, strength, my husband, family, and loved ones and friends. I'm truly thanking God for the spirit of love, joy, and peace that's flowing in my heart. And I'm praying that not only during this Christmas season, but we ought to pray that the fruit of the Spirit would truly rest, rule, and abide with us now and forever. We love you dearly, and we pray that you all enjoy the rest of your day and have a blessed, peaceful holiday season in Christ Jesus. Love you all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you, my sister. Thank you. Wonderful words of encouragement. Is there anyone mm-hmm. else? Read a scripture, whatever, or just say that you're here and you're just mm-hmm. listening. I mean, you know, just one word.
Good morning. This is Teresa. And I just joined, and I just want to thank everyone. Just thankful for this group that continuously is just faithful and praying for one another. And I just wanted to come in and say thank you for your continued prayers regarding my mother, who's not well with and who's not well with pancreatic cancer, and just for all the prayers that have gone forth. And I know that we're walking by faith and not by sight. And I just thank you all for just coming together and praying. I just received a phone call from one of my friends. Her husband passed unexpectedly, and I just want to ask you all to pray for her. Her name is Yolanda, and I just literally got off the phone with her, and I prayed with her on the phone, but I just know that there's power in agreement, and if we could just all come together at the appointed time in this broadcast to pray for her strength as she goes through this time. Thank you all so much for everything.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for being with us.
Continue to pray for. What's your mother's name?
My mother's name is Mary Battle. I'm not sure if you all are aware, but my sister, who's often on the call, her name is Glenda, and we're sisters. So it's our mom that's going through pancreatic cancer, and I'm the one that's standing in agreement for a new position as well, and I know that God knows the beginning of a thing from the ending, and I know He's faithful, and that
that's
He's coming
true.
Through. He's not coming through some of the time, but it's all the time, and I have to hold on. I'm holding on to that word, and if that's encouraging for somebody who needs to know, then take it, you know.
Amen. We're staying with you as the Hebrew boy said, if our God don't, we know that He's able. And we're going to believe God and stand on it, that we're going to cast out every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Because He said, whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believe that we pray we shall have it.
Yes.
And there's not anything too hard for God. I'm a witness for that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, is there anyone else that has something to say? Just want to extend that invitation to you. Don't be afraid to speak up. Not asking you to do anything, but just let your presence be known, that you're here and you're in agreement, and we're in agreement with you, whatever the prayers are. We're in agreement with you also. God knows everything. He sees everything. Anyone else? Well, this is Sister Gladys again. I want to thank God for all the prayers that I have prayed. I want to thank God for my sister Mary. She's up on the Mary Wright. She's up under a lot of pressure from her kids and situation, and it's like stressing her out. And prayer for her this morning, and prayer for the spot on her lungs, and that grown kids will just do what grown people are supposed to do, work and find a place of their own to, reside in and stuff like that. But just prayer for that, and they be respectful of her and her house. Prayer for Louis McNeil, that's my brother. Swelling in the legs, and that he gets the help that he needs with different ones coming in, working for him, getting the house straightened out so he can be able to come home, see all the doctors that he needs to see before he makes that transition to come home to live in Florida, close by family, because he doesn't have close family there, and where we can get to him and we can help him better. If he moved out from there, since his wife passed away. Just prayer for him, prayer for continual prayer that for the witchcraft warlock spirits, they're trying to keep his mind all bind up, and so he don't know what to do and where to go and stuff like that, that his mind, prayer for his mind, his emotions, and prayer for his strength. And also, prayer care for my children here in the house. God has shown me so many times, and each and every day I can see where God is changing. He's changing the hearts and the minds of my grandchildren and stuff. They're being more obedient and being more respectful. I can see that, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful to God, you know, for that. And then, you know, have a little tweaking. We all have tweaking in us that needs to be done. And needs to be changed, so the change starts within us. So I'm thanking God that the changes that I prayed for, that, you know, the ministering angels will minister to their hearts what they need to do to be respectful to the house, be respectful to their parents. And I'm always reading Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting with that first verse up there and about the parents, how they're supposed to treat their kids, not provoke them to wrath. And so I just thank God for that. I thank God for me, my life, and that I can get my eating habits right, that my medicine will be here like when it's supposed to. Just continue standing in agreement with me on that. I trust God that he's going to do it, but he's timing, and he's working on me with my faith, and, you know, increasing my faith even the more, no matter what. So I pray, God, you keep me. You know I'm supposed to be on this medicine and stuff like that, but it's being held out there. So I'm going to trust in you that you're going to take care of me. Hallelujah. Until this thing comes to, you know, just get to me. And pray for my strength that I continue, you know, to study his word and stuff. It's just so many things I can just come out and reflect on myself. But one layer at a time. I'm going to look at one thing at a time, but I'm putting this out there. So whatever with God starts with next, hallelujah, then that'll be next, you know, on his list, you know, of changing me, you know, for his kingdom and for his glory, that he can get the victory, the glory from it in Jesus' name. And so I just want to appreciate every one of you for the prayers that when we come into corporate prayer, everyone know, I mean, what the prayers that we have set up. So we're going to pray for these situations and stuff in our lives, and we come together. We're going to unmute our mics, the ones that have the mics muted, the mics. But I first want to give anyone that was late coming on the line a chance to say whatever it is they need to say. Maybe they've forgotten something because it's still early enough time for us to get some more people with praise reports and, you know, want us to stand in agreement for something. So is there anyone else on the line that has something to say? Anyone else? So what we're going to do, there's no one else have anything to say. Anyone have a song on their heart to sing? So I got a short one that I want to sing. Without God, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Because without God, my whole life would be worthless. Like a ship without a sail. I came to God just as I were, all bruised and stained within. Because without God, my whole life would be worthless, like a ship without a sail. I just thank God for just for that song and for the many songs that he put on my heart to be words of encouragement for anyone, you know, anybody. So I just thank him for life and that more abundant that we, hallelujah, whatever it is that we say in our hearts, is that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shalt not doubt, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, that he shall have whatsoever he says. And that takes faith. Faith in the things that you're asking God to do. Faith, hallelujah, still be there when it doesn't come in the manner in which we think it should come. And, you know, God does things in his own timing and when he knows that it's right. So when he blesses us with whatever it is that we need, that we're going to keep it. And we won't, you know, lose it, you know. So he don't want to just give us, you know, something, and you know, before he does something in us first. The change starts within us first before anything else can happen. We have to change our mode of thinking, our way of doing things, our way of speaking, still working behind the scenes, even on us, as he's working on things that we put out there in the atmosphere. Him to do for our families and loved ones. It's always something that we can work on within ourselves that we know more so than anybody else, but God knows it all. And even those things that we don't even know. And I practice, make it a practice to myself. God, show me what's in me that I don't realize that's in me. Show up those things. Just like with the remade for love in my community. You know, I knew it, but then when it came for me, when I looked at it, I said, okay, God, that's me. I acknowledge that. And first of all, in order to get deliverance, in order to get healing, you got to not deny that thing. And if that thing is you, then you got to acknowledge it and say, okay, God, that's me. Because you can't get any help until you acknowledge. You be submissive to God. And so if it's not you, then don't worry about it at all. Don't fret if it's not you. Only hit dogs will bark, you know? So we just thank God that he's showing us ourselves on a, you know, daily basis. He does on a daily basis. We might not recognize it when we see it, when we hear it, but he's always talking to us. He's always, the Holy Spirit is always chastising us in ways about the way we think, where we're talking, the way we're acting, how we're moving, you know. And when he tells us to get up and go, how slow we're moving, you know, because there's windows of opportunity for us all to move when that door is open. So I just want to thank God for that, to just be an encouragement. And this does my heart good to encourage people, because when I encourage, it encourages me. And they can, you know, and that's an action word where, you know, I always said I got the gift of gab and I can talk, but I want to be led by the Holy Spirit what I talk about. And sometimes it's not good to talk, I'm saying to myself. I acknowledge that, but it's good to listen, have the gift of listening, you know, because when people come to you, it's not all the time what you say, it's what you don't say, and then as they're talking, they will get their own answer at some point in time. Sometimes that works. So God works in mysterious ways, and that is so true, how he does things. To go when he said go, and to stay put when he says stay put. So I just thank God for it. And so if there's anything else before we get on this prayer line, anyone else? So what we want to do, we want to come together. Mary, would you take us out? Or Pastor Horsley, could y'all take us out and pray for the, for because there's the suicide spirit is rapid, it's going rapid in the world today. So you want to take us out?
Yes. Let us all get together and pray their needs and prayer requests that have come forth this morning. And we want to just consider and pray for those that are in need. I've written down some of them, but not all of them. Sister Yolanda, who lost her husband just last night, and there's so many others that we pray for. Praying for our mother, Mary, to be healed, that Lord will comfort her in this time of in her body, be healed of the pancreas cancer. So God, let us pray, come together and pray.
Thank you.
And for the gun violence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you can unmute your phone and pray and call out those things Please pray for Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, this morning, God. God, we uplift, oh Lord God, those that are in need, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. Knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are a provider, Lord God. You are a provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Our provider, Lord God. So, God, meet those needs this morning, Lord Jesus. Whatever
God,
the need is,
Nation by Kalamata.